The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Emanating from www.michaelnimmons.com, it's the Thinking Out Loud radio show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
I'm Kevin Merida, Senior Vice President of ESPN.
Hi, everyone. This is Roxy Roll from Western Air Bahamas.
I'm Monica Morgan, international photojournalist and motivational speaker.
Hello there, I'm meteorologist Denise Isaac from WXYZ Channel 7.
Hey, this is Maurice Griffin from BET Sunday's Best.
I'm Lauren Winfrey, TV news reporter for today's TMJ4 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
This is Dr. Eddie Connor, and you're listening to the Thinking Out Loud show with my main man, Michael Nimmons. Grew up listening and singing If I Could Be Like Mike, and I really do, so I had to listen to how he brings it, how he flows with it, how he engages you, how he speaks truth to power and inspires you to do something greater than ever before. Don't you dare miss it. Continue to listen. Think out loud, speak out loud with Michael Nimmons.
And you're listening to the Thinking Out Loud radio show.
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 So one of the best radio shows that I've ever been on.
And in Detroit, I can't go without Thinking Out Loud with my boy, Michael Nimmons.
This is Michael Eric Dyson, and when I'm in Detroit, I listen to the Thinking Out Loud radio show, dropping that knowledge, giving that inspiration, giving us that enlightenment. Nobody does it like Brother Michael does it. Do your thing. Holla. Peace.
Featuring author, motivational speaker, and minister, Michael Nimmons. Miss the show where we talked bullying and suicide with author and anti-bullying activist Justin Coates.
So Justin, I want you to tell our listeners how you ultimately decided to handle being bullied.
Catch it on Apple iTunes, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Spotify.
Reverse the curse of a negative, of stupid, to something positive. So this is what stupid means. The S is for I have strength. The T is for I am talented. The U is for I am unique. The P is for I was prayerful. The I is for I am intelligent. And the D is for I have determination.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
Christmas to all of our Thinking Out Loud radio show listeners. You are tuned in to the Christmas edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show, and I'm so very excited. I'm your host, author, motivational speaker, and minister, Michael Nimmons, and you are tuned in to the show that's giving voice to issues that matter to you. I'm so excited on tonight, as usual. This is our Christmas edition. We're calling it a Nimmons Family Christmas. And I'm not here by myself, but I have my family here with me. And we want to wish everybody on Blog Talk Radio and WDPR a very merry, merry Christmas. Let's do it, guys.
Merry Christmas!
We want you all to, we hope you had a wonderful Christmas just like I did, just like we did. We just got finished sharing and giving gifts on today. But we all know it's not about the gifts under the tree. It's all about the greatest gift of all, and that's Jesus Christ. We thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day to listen to us, especially on Christmas Day. But thank you again. We have got a great show for you tonight. We're going to be sharing with you some Christmas memories from myself, my father, the patriarch of the Nimitz family, my sister Kimberly. My wife is going to be singing, and my children are singing in this edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We just have a great show for you on tonight. My mother even is going to be singing as well. She's got a great song that she's done, a traditional Christmas song that we've given a new spin to it, a remix to it, if you will. We'll be sharing with you that version in just a little bit. But I hope you stick and stay. Don't go anywhere. You are tuned in to the Christmas edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Again, this is the Nimitz family Christmas. I hope you're as excited as I am. Are you guys just as excited as I am?
Yeah!
You see, we all are excited here, and I just hope you feel the excitement pumping through the airways as we share with you a Nimitz family Christmas. So let's kick this show off on the right foot with my son, Stephen Nimitz, singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumphs of the sky, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, the newborn King.
My favorite childhood memories of Christmas was when we were young, we would sleep in the same room and we would play like we were asleep. So our dad and mom would go down and put the gifts up under the tree. We were also asked about 4 or 5 in the morning if we could go down and see our gifts, and we would have to pray and tell God happy birthday, and then we would go down and we would see all the gifts that we got for Christmas. And then I can also remember when we were young and before Christmas, like my parents would put gifts all over the house, and we would like do a treasure hunt trying to find out what we got for Christmas, because we were that, you know, mischievous, if you call it. And we 1 year found our gifts in the basement under some dirty clothes, and we pulled back the sheet and there was all our gifts, and we were like, oh my goodness, look at what we got, look, Mike. And you know, and then I can also remember like the Christmas dinners where my mom would make rolls, and we would always count the rolls as our, you know, family members would leave. We wanted to make sure they ain't leave with a whole lot of stuff, you know, because we didn't get those rolls every day. Those were only holiday rolls, but they awesome. Those are my memories.
Favorite Christmas memory. I have so many of them, but one of them that stands out to me is one I remember when I may have been around my son's age, maybe 11 or 12 years old, and I wanted this pair of Air Jordans, and I've been bugging my parents about them, really trying to get them to get me these shoes, because that's what I wanted for Christmas. And as my sister said, you know, we always would scout the house looking around for our presents before Christmas, and this particular gift I could not find. So on Christmas Eve, I just decided that was going to be the time I was going to ask my parents where these shoes were, or if they even bought them. So I started with my dad first. I started with him first. And you know, I caught him at a time where I think he was barely awake, and I asked him, you know, Dad, did you all get my shoes, you know, the Air Jordans that I wanted? And he said, nah, you know, we went around looking for the shoes and we couldn't find them. And I was like, oh man, you know, I was really disappointed hearing that from him. And then I went to my mother and she confirmed it. You know, she said, yeah, Mike, we went to three or four different stores looking for the shoes and we couldn't find them. So you know, that's that, you know, I'm sorry, you just didn't get them. So obviously that took the air right out of my Christmas, not knowing ahead of time that I was not going to be getting those shoes. And you know, I was really disappointed as a kid, you know, because my parents were really good at getting us the things that we wanted, you know, when they could, to the best of their ability. And as my sister said, you know, we would stay up late anticipating, you know, what we were going to get. And that's probably why I don't like surprises to this day, because, you know, just, I don't know. That experience, I guess, really resonated with me. But anyway, that particular Christmas Eve, you know, it was really hard going to sleep, knowing that, you know, the shoes weren't downstairs. There wasn't really any anticipation. There wasn't no excitement there. And my sister said, you know, we would kind of try to sneak downstairs before it was time for us to go and look at our gifts, you know, around 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. Our parents would put our gifts out maybe about 3 or 4 o'clock. They didn't wrap them, you know, like some parents do. I know we wrap our gifts for our kids now. That's something my wife likes to do, but they stopped doing that well into our teens because it was just too time consuming. So they just decided that, you know, we would just put their gifts on separate couches. So I would have a couch and my sister would have a couch. And that particular Christmas Eve, as I said, I went to bed and I wasn't really excited about getting up because I knew I wasn't gonna have the shoes. And I didn't get up and go sneak down the stairs to see what was under the tree because the shoes were what I wanted, and I already knew that I wasn't going to get the shoes. So my sister, she went down a couple times, but that was before my parents had put anything out under the tree. And about 5 o'clock, around that time, she asked if it was okay if we were able to go downstairs and look under the tree. And she was the first one down the stairs. And she got downstairs because, and keep in mind, before that, I really pitched a fit. I'm going to be honest with you. This is my transparent moment. I really pitched a fit with my parents, you know, not getting those shoes. I was really upset. At 12 years old, I was really upset about not getting those shoes. It was shoes I really wanted. They knew I wanted them. You know, and I thought I was a really good kid, like most kids do. But I really, to really make this story transparent, I want to let you all know that I was really upset going to bed with my parents about not getting the shoes. So I want you to understand, you have to understand that in order to really appreciate what happens next. So my sister goes downstairs and she yells up the stairs, "Hey Mike, you want to come downstairs? You really want to come downstairs?" And I was like, I'm not ready to come down. I'm tired. You know, I know I'm not going to get, I know what I want is not down there. So, you know, I wasn't really interested. So, but she said, "No, you really want to come downstairs." So I said, "All right, let me go downstairs." And even before I went downstairs, before I went to bed, I remember this. I prayed to God that what they were telling me was wrong. That's how serious I was about these Air Jordans. I really wanted them. And so turns out I got downstairs and there were the Air Jordans on my couch. And not only was I excited, which I was, but I felt like 2 inches tall after all of everything that I had did leading up to the discovery of actually having the shoes. I really felt bad after that because I was upset with my parents not getting me the shoes that I wanted so desperately. And so, you know, it was that Christmas that really I remember it so well because not because of what I got necessarily, but because of how I acted. And you're not really supposed to. I know now. I wish I knew then what I know now. But as an adult, you know, I know that the real meaning of Christmas is Christ. And whatever your parents or whatever my parents were able to get you or get me for Christmas should have been sufficient, because it wasn't my birthday. It wasn't about me. It was about Christ, and it's always been about Christ. And if for no other reason, I remember that Christmas, and that theme really resonates for me now more than ever, because It really is about Christ. Regardless of what you get under your tree, whether you know you got what you wanted or what somebody could afford or couldn't afford or whatever that whatever the circumstances were, you know, they did it because they loved you. And remember, it wasn't about necessarily the gift. It was about Christ. And again, that's the memory that I still remember the most as a Christmas where that theme really stood out for me. That it wasn't about me, but it's always been and will always be about Christ. So that's one of my favorite Christmas memories.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show.
Hi, my name is Maya and you're listening to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show with radio show host and my daddy, Michael Nimmons.
You better listen to that little girl.
Got the munchies? Call
Munchies!
If you worked all day, need a break? Call
Munchies!
Having a party for the big game? Call
Munchies!
If you want some off-water pizza and wings? Call
Munchies!
Call 248-476-7272. Located at 34527 Grand River in Farmington.
When you have the munchies, call Munchies!
Miss part two of our discussion of politics and the church with Dr. Freddie Haynes.
Man, I have to tell you, Dr. Haynes, I am so honored and happy to have had you on the show with us on tonight. Words cannot express how thrilled I am that you consented to be a part of this conversation. And I pray and hope that God will continue to bless you as you endeavor to do His will.
Catch it on Apple iTunes, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Spotify.
Well, my brother, I praise God for you. I praise God for your witness, for your work. And I pray that you will continue to do what God is leading you to do. I especially appreciate you daring to not only think out loud, but to think out loud about a subject such as politics and the church. Keep thinking out loud, my brother. And as you think out loud, keep challenging us on the role of the church in politics. I sure appreciate it.
You tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
Looking for a professional tax and bookkeeping service? Then look no further than Consumer Tax Clinic. This is a full-service preparation and bookkeeping service that prides itself on great customer service, professionalism, and getting results. Have tax returns that still need to be filed or getting audited or having issues with IRS? Call Consumer Tax Clinic today at 248-395-0079. That's 248-395-0079. Consumer Tax Clinic, a tax service designed with you in mind.
Z This is Frederick D. Haynes III, and whenever I'm in the Detroit, you know what I've got to do. I got to check out my man, Michael Nimmons, who is handling his business as he drops that knowledge. I like that because Frederick Douglass, for whom I'm named, said that knowledge unfits us for slavery. Truth sets us free. If you want to be free, you want to be like Mike, check out Thinking Out Loud right here in Detroit.
Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, giving voice to issues that matter to you. Have you purchased Michael Nimmons' new book entitled Vision? It is definitely a bestseller in the making. This book is full of positive insights on vision from people like President Barack Obama, Nelson Mandela, and Dr. Miles Monroe. Michael Nimmons offers a riveting and thought-provoking perspective on how spiritual vision transcends both natural and mental vision and propels you to your place of destiny and purpose in God. It is definitely a must-have. Just $20 for hard copy and $3.99 in ebook format. Available online everywhere books are sold. Get your copy today.
This is Mike Nimmons of the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Catch our show every Friday at 8 p.m. on WDPR 102.4. To stream the show, just log on to the website at www.wdpr1024.com. WDPR 102.4, the station bringing you Jesus Christ with a purpose. With my man, Pastor Thomas Brockenberry. Don't you dare touch that dial.
Stay tuned for more motivation, more inspiration, and more empowerment on the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Keep it locked.
I know you've all heard the song Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I probably remember the words and can recite them verbatim. But my mother, who's a musician and songwriter in her own right, she has put a new twist on this old Christmas classic. And she's going to be singing Jesus Christ is Coming real soon.
One. So you better watch out. You better get right. You better get saved, I'm telling you why. Jesus Christ is coming a real soon. He's making a list in the book of life. He's only writing down those who are saved. Jesus Christ is coming a real soon. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. So you better watch out, you better get right, you better get saved, I'm telling you why. Jesus Christ is coming a real soon. With the trumpet of God, he's coming back. You better be ready, and that's a fact. Jesus Christ is coming a real soon. With all of his saints, he'll crack the sky. You better be ready, tell the world goodbye. Jesus Christ is coming a real soon. The Holy Ghost filled Christians will have a jubilee. We're going to praise our Savior throughout eternity. So you better watch out. You better get right. You better get saved. I'm telling you why. Jesus Christ is coming real soon. Jesus Christ is coming real soon.
Try.
You know, I woke up this morning, very early on Christmas morning, and I was talking to my wife about my favorite Christmas memory. I remember when my son Michael and Kim was very small, and Christmas Eve was one of the most exciting times for them. First of all, they were ready to go to bed about 8 o'clock, which, you know, that's unusual for children. But because the next day was Christmas, and they knew that they could not open their gifts until Christmas Day, they was ready to go to bed early. But guess what happened? They didn't go to sleep, y'all. They tossed and turned all night long, and they both went and slept in one bedroom together, and then they would sneak downstairs one at a time trying to find out if we had put out their Christmas presents yet. And I would lay in the next room listening to them saying, Michael would be saying to Kim, Kim, are they down there yet? And Kim would be real quiet, and then she would say, no, they're not yet. And so she would go back upstairs, and they would wait about a half an hour, and then they would tip back downstairs again to see if the gifts were down there. And they did that all night up until about 5 o'clock in the morning, and by that time, they've drifted off to sleep, and I've set out all the presents, and then that's when they would be so excited. And I remember Kim running downstairs saying, Michael, get up. They're down here. And they would be all excited about getting the gifts. But one thing that we did before we opened any gifts, we would get on our knees and we would thank God. We would thank Him for Christmas Day. I would let them know that this is the day we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ, our Savior for our sins. Not His sins, but our sins. And we had to remember that, and we would end up saying, Happy Birthday, Jesus.
I know you're probably wondering, what is my favorite Christmas song? Well, my favorite Christmas carol is the Christmas song performed by the incomparable, incredible Nat King Cole. I mean, whenever I hear that Christmas song, it just makes me feel all warm inside. I know there's probably some of you that really love that song as well. So I want to play a little bit of that song for you during tonight's show.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Miss the show featuring Pastor Thomas Brockenberry of WDPR 102.4.
Tell us about some of the shows that are on your internet radio station.
Catch it on Apple iTunes, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and Spotify.
They can find the radio station at www.wdpr1024.com. We currently have four major shows: Counterculture, and that's my show, and it runs from 12:30 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. You also have on Tuesdays, and it's called Cooking Chicken. It's a 30-minute show. He's talking about local sports in our area. Then we have the Thinking Out Loud radio show. It's hosted by you, Pastor Michael Nimmons. Your show airs on Friday at 8 p.m. Also on Saturday, we have a show out of Baltimore, Maryland, entitled The Alpha Church Show.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Keep it locked.
It's their birthday, they need a gift for that special someone. Then call KCN Designs and sit back and smile. KCN Designs specialize in custom-made all-occasion baskets that are sure to make that special someone smile. Call KCN Designs today at 248-820-3691. That's 248-820-3691 and order your custom basket today.
You're listening to the Thinking Out Loud radio show with Pastor Michael Nimmons. Don't you dare touch that dial.
This is Michael Wynn, Habit Success Strategist, international speaker, and best-selling author of Habits Don't Lie. It is an honor to be on the Thinking Out Loud radio show.
The Thinking Out Loud radio show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
Looking for a professional tax and bookkeeping service? Then look no further than Consumer Tax Connect. This is a full-service preparation and bookkeeping service that prides itself on great customer service, professionalism, and getting results. Have tax returns that still need to be filed or getting audited or having issues with the IRS? Call Consumer Tax Connect today at 248-395-0079. That's 248-395-0079. Consumer Tax Connect, a tax service designed with you in mind.
Don't touch that dial. It's the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We'll be right back.
Have you purchased Michael Nimmons' new book entitled Vision? It is definitely a bestseller in the making. This book is full of positive insights on vision from people like President Barack Obama, Nelson Mandela, and Dr. Miles Monroe. Michael Nimmons offers a riveting and thought-provoking perspective on how spiritual vision transcends both natural and mental vision and propels you to your place of destiny and purpose in God. It is definitely a must-have. Just $20 for hard copy and $3.99 in ebook format. Available online everywhere books are sold. Get your copy today.
This is Mike Nimmons of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Catch our show every Friday at 8 p.m. on WDPR 102.4. To stream the show, just log on to the website at www.wdpr1024.com. WDPR 102.4, the station bringing you Jesus Christ with a purpose. With my man, Pastor Thomas Brockenberry. Don't you dare touch that dial.
Listen to the Thinking Out Loud radio show, available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, and now available on Spotify. Subscribe today.
You're tuned in to the Thinking Out Loud radio show. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kissed your little baby, you kissed the face of God. Mary, did you know?
Time. For the Thinking Out Loud radio show, Thought of the Week.
Our thought of the week comes from Isaiah 9 and 6, which is one of my favorite scriptures, which capitalizes the true meaning of what is now an extremely commercialized holiday. The prophet Isaiah prophesied years before this blessed birth, the coming of a king that would save the world from his sins. In Isaiah 9 and 6, he declared, "For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, and the Prince of Peace." Nowhere in this scripture was there mention of good old Saint Nick or his team of reindeer, or any of the trusty elves from the North Pole, nor does it mention Mrs. Claus. It doesn't even mention the presence that seemed to preoccupy our minds for these 30 days leading up to this one day we call Christmas. A day that has quickly become more about us and less about him. Marketers and retailers have turned this day into the biggest shopping frenzy of the year. From the day after Thanksgiving all the way up until Christmas Eve, everyone, it seems, to be in search of the perfect gift for that special person in their life. And yes, we all are guilty of this. We all have become accessories to the demise of Christmas. We've all become consumed by the hoopla of giving and receiving, that we've lost sight of who and what this sacred holiday is really all about. And how could we have allowed this to happen, especially those of us who know the true meaning of Christmas? But yet this seems to be what has happened to most of us. We spend most of our time during this holiday season thinking more about our loved ones and less about the one who loved us so much. And John declared, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life." He indeed is the greatest gift that we could ever receive, and still the greatest gift that's ever been given. What he did for the world by simply being born changed the entire trajectory of humanity. Jesus' birth gave mankind another chance, another opportunity to commune with him in a way they never thought imaginable. The Apostle John said it best in the first chapter, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." So Jesus' birth was more than a story that we tell as a part of our Christmas-themed festivities, but his birth was a new beginning for mankind. So on this Christmas day, as we fellowship with family and friends, as we partake of gift-giving and receiving, as we share in Christmas festivities with friends and loved ones, let us not forget the one for whom this day is really all about. Let us not forget the reason this day is celebrated around the world. Let us never forget the one for whom this entire world owes a tremendous debt of gratitude. Let us not forget the one of whom was, is, and will always be the greatest gift of all. Let us not forget the joyful declaration from the angelic host of the shepherds in search of the baby Jesus. "For unto us is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Well, I hope you enjoy tonight's show, this very special Christmas edition of the Thinking Out Loud radio show. We just tried to have a little fun with our family, a Nimmons family Christmas. You learned a little bit about us, some of our family, as well as some of our favorite Christmases and Christmas songs. I truly hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I know I did. I hope you all had a wonderful Christmas. We did as well. I just thank you so much for taking a few minutes out of your day to listen to us on this Christmas day. I pray God's blessings upon you on this Christmas day. I hope that you enjoy time with your family. I did as well. Tune in next week. We're going to have another great show in store for you. Actually, next week is going to be New Year's Day. That is right. New Year's Day. Another great show that we're going to have in store for you. I hope you tune in next week. We're going to have another great show for you. So you make sure that you tune in to the Thinking Out Loud radio show on New Year's Day, January 1st, 2019. I hope to see you on the other side of this year. Next year, January 1st, 2019. And as always, remember, if you think it, you can believe it. If you believe it, you can see it. If you can see it, then you can be it. If you can be it, you can achieve it. The power rests within you. The mind is the most powerful muscle in your body. Use what you got to get what you want. The power is in you.
Thank you for listening to the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show podcast. Be sure to support all of our radio show partners. If you like the show, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play Music, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, or Spotify. Want to book radio show host Michael Nimmons for a speaking engagement, book signing, or corporate event? Send an email to contact@michaelnimmons.com. Be sure to follow the show on all of its social media accounts on Instagram at the TOL Radio Show, on Twitter at TOL Radio Show, or on our Facebook fan page at www.facebook.com/Thinking Out Loud Radio Show. Are you an entrepreneur? Want to advertise? Become a Thinking Out Loud Radio Show partner and take advantage of our free introductory advertising offers. Send an email to thinkingoutloudradioshow@gmail.com for more details. Visit the new home of the Thinking Out Loud Radio Show at www.michaelnimmons.com/TOL Radio Show. The Thinking Out Loud Radio Show, giving voice to issues that matter to you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.